We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
That's Rod Woodson on with Cook and Joe today, the Pro Football Hall of Famer. Great job by Cook and Joe to get him. After he joined the Ravens broadcast booth, I think things kind of went south between him and Donnie. But Rod has NFL Network special about him this weekend. So he was making the rounds through the NFL today.
Did Cook or Joe get on that NFL Network special as like a panelist that they interview about him?
Cook has been in some of those. He was on the Barry Bonds documentary that ESPN did a few months ago. When are we going to reach that status?
In my case, never. In yours, pretty soon.
A Football Life. Ben Roethlisberger. I did a show with him for a few years.
Something tells me I'm not going to be asked to comment on a Football Life Ben Roethlisberger. A Radio Life Chris Muller, and it's just a bunch of crickets in an empty room.
Oh, my God. Okay. Does that answer and that reasoning pass the Chris Muller smell test?
Yeah, I mean, I want
let the young guys
gel
learn together.
Yeah. Trubisky was always going to be a placeholder, a seat warmer. So, yes. And I, the thing with Pickett that I keep coming back to mentally is people say, well, he might get handcuffed by the same forces that are allegedly handcuffing Trubisky. I doubt that very much. One, because Kenny Pickett is a rookie, and so I think he's going to just have like, hey, I'm going to see the throw that I see is there and try to make it. Two, they picked him in the first round. I think inherently, even though they have been so hyper-conservative and even though he would be a rookie entering games, I think on some level, even Tomlin in Canada would say, like, especially after his first game, Well, this is the guy we've entrusted our future to. If you're Mike Tomlin, like, you're especially thinking that, I'm going to cut him loose to some degree. Especially if they like lose two in a row or something and then he comes into play, what do you have to lose at that point? You're facing murderer's row on the schedule like Florio told us, where the Dolphins and the Eagles now look like really tough outs and you already have the Bills and the Bucks. Why not cut him loose? Let him do his thing. At some point, Mike Tomlin, regardless of who's quarterback, is going to have to make the decision to let this team go out on its shield.
Another coach also said it's time to go with Pickett. We'll play that for you in a second. So you're telling me that a Hall of Fame corner and another Hall of Very Good corner who both played for the Steelers have decided to identify themselves with rivals instead of the Steelers. Rod Woodson works for the Ravens. Rod Woodson played the majority of his time in Pittsburgh. He's in the Hall of Fame because of the work he did with the Steelers, and now he's part of the Ravens flock. Joe Hayden decided today to retire as a Brown. How did we lose both those guys? How did we go 0-2 there?
Well, in Hayden's case, they drafted him. There's always a special,
but they
I think,
also
feeling.
Fired him. We didn't fire him. His contract just ran out.
Who paid him the majority of his money in his career.
But the indignity of getting fired.
There's no indignity of getting fired.
Oh, yes,
in the NFL.
There are. Yes, there is. That's how they look at it. You're no longer welcome here. Take your stuff and go home.
Yeah, then he got to go play for a better franchise.
Yes. So we took him in.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
He won here. Mm-hmm. He won more in Pittsburgh than he did in Cleveland. It's close. 7 years there, 5 years here. He should be a Steeler. No one else is the least bit surprised that he picked the Browns.
I'm surprised
that he picked a team.
I don't think you believe that he should have gone in as a Steeler. I think you know.
He's not going into anything as a Steeler. He just signed a one-day contract with the Browns. That seems unnecessary.
What if he just went in as a Tampa Bay Devil?
He should have signed a half-day contract with the Browns and a half-day contract with the Steelers.
So what would
sign two more deals?
What would Woodson be signing? Half-day with the Ravens, half-day with the Steelers, one like slight like percentage of the day with the Niners, and then a little time with Oakland?
You don't think it's weird that Woodson is the Ravens' color analyst?
How do we know the Steelers even wanted him for such a job?
Well, they dropped the ball there then.
How do we know? Why do we put it on him? Maybe he lobbied and said, hey, I'd love to commentate about the team that made me a star in this league where I was defensive player of the year, and they said pound salt.
I mean, do you think there's even a debate there when you think Rod Woodson, is it Steelers or Ravens?
It's Steelers. All of his greatest hits came with the Steelers.
Yep.
Although I will point out he scored more defensive touchdowns as a member of the
Ravens.
That
would be like Todd Petty saying, I don't want to be known as... Tom Petty. I don't want to be known as a member of the Tom Petty band and the Heartbreakers. I want to be known as a member of the Traveling Wilburys or whatever the hell they were called.
People are going to get mad at me. He didn't, by the way. Woodson did not score more touchdowns defensively with the Ravens, but I didn't even know Petty was in the Traveling Wilburys.
Yes, exactly. Just like it's very forgettable Rod Woodson's time in Baltimore. I made my point, Boom.
He had 5 defensive touchdowns in 3 seasons there, man.
Okay.
He was an all-pro second teamer there. He was an all-pro first teamer. He led the league in interceptions at 37 with the Raiders. Good God.
There's a report going around. There's a rumor going around that Hayden's going to lead the Browns out of the tunnel tomorrow night.
What if he did? He was dressed up as that little elf creature sprinting out of the tunnel.
You're telling me it wouldn't piss you off even a little bit. That would bug
me. It'd be funny. If a player signs a one-day contract, what if he signed it just to play in the game tomorrow for the Browns and then retired?
Do they get actual compensation?
Like, yeah, what does the contract say? Like, one day, $1, and then they have to, by law, give them a paycheck for a pay stub for a dollar?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.